Hi, this is Bob Williamson. George H. Bush, you're kidding. I noticed that another woman has come against George H. Bush, making it 6 women now that have come forward. This one is claiming he made sexual advances to her when she was a child. Wow. Former President Bush. Oddly, I did not see John McCain or Mitch McConnell condemning him, or anyone in the press, or even the socialist dirtbags, Media Matters. I suppose the Bush family is like the Clintons, with special rules that apply to them. Remember Bill and Monica and all those other women who have accused him? As I said yesterday, I don't know if this stuff is true or false about Judge Moore. It seems to me that too many women are singing the same song to ignore the probability that he is probably guilty of making sexual advances towards young girls over 40 years ago. Having a past like mine, I understand that people do stupid and even terrible things in their young lives. But folks can and do change. Thus, I suppose that I tend to look at things differently. I, of course, am not in any position to judge or condemn anyone. In John 8:4, we are given some insight into the mind of God concerning our sins and us setting ourselves up as judges. Quote, "And the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before them and said, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?' Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. When they continued to question him, he straightened up and said to them, 'Whoever is without sin among you, let him be the first to cast a stone at her.' And again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard this, they began to go away one by one, beginning with the older ones, until only Jesus was left with the woman standing there. Then Jesus straightened up, 'Master, woman, where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?' 'No one, Lord,' she answered. 'Neither do I condemn you,' Jesus declared. 'Now go and sin no more.'" How do you feel about this incident? Does your flesh demand that she be punished for her infidelity? Many are casting stones at Judge Roy Moore. John McCain is one of the most outspoken. What does his past look like? A reader wrote yesterday and confirmed what I'd heard for years about him when she said the following about John McCain. John McCain was widely known as a woman-chasing, hard-drinking, wild man, and lousy student and pilot up to his capture in Vietnam. He was not respected by my husband's Vietnam generation, at least by any pilot we knew. He committed adultery on his faithful wife who stood by him while he was in prison, only to have him betray her for a millionaire political fan. McCain has no moral authority to judge another man's sexual actions. Some other vocal critics of Moore are the Bush family. In fact, Jeb Bush came out today stating that Moore should get out of the race. Didn't hear him say much about his daddy's accusers, though. Having worked prison ministry for decades, I've worked alongside some of the worst of the worst, including former murderers who found the Lord in prison or elsewhere and changed their lives to the point of loving God with all their heart, soul, and mind, and going on to serve him full time. Many have raised wonderful families, been successful in business, and have accomplished great things. And their life's work for the Lord, compared to many Sunday-only Christians, is so much stronger that it isn't even a contest. If Roy Moore did what they say he did, those sins should be condemned, but the rest of his life's work should not be ignored, no more than the life work of George H. Bush or John McCain or anyone, provided they have overcome the sins of their past. I shudder to think what lies hidden in the closets of Congress, the presidency, Hollywood, the marketplace, churches, Nashville, and Mudville. Judge and condemn at your own risk. Personally, I think Jesus was writing the Ten Commandments in the dirt for the Pharisees to see and for us to see. What do you think? Do you suppose we should all slow down and read them this morning before we enter the judging business? Exodus 22, you shall have no gods, other gods before me. You shall make no idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. God has told us that he will judge the world. He has not appointed anyone to help with this task. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. And when you do, you are abiding by, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Romans 3:23, for everyone is sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.